On this episode of the Digital Bath Podcast, we look into the rise and eventual fall of the remake slash remaster. Welcome back to the Digital Bath Podcast, everyone. And as stated before, we're talking about the rise and fall of the remaster, because it will happen. It will fall. And you know that, right?
Depends on the game.
You're Shatnering right now.
Depends on the game. It's
and what they do with it. Okay, sorry. I'm done.
No, it's fine. But Chris, you're right. Yes. Video game companies are hitting us in the beanbags, just remaking great content and trying to cash in on some easy money.
Hold up. I didn't understand a word you said because you didn't use the proper...
Hit you in the fucking beanbags.
Oh, bean hit you in the fucking beanbags. There we go.
Taking your fucking money, shoving it right underneath your beanbags. Hit you in the perineum.
Right. We all have a game that we love and remember fondly from our past. It's nostalgia, right? We come from a nostalgic generation, each one of us. And they're taking advantage of that, which in some cases I'm happy with, because some remakes I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Like the Final Fantasy VII remake.
Subpar.
Sweet. Brilliant.
Nah, just joking. I never played it.
I was about to say, you never played it. How the fuck would you know?
Go ahead, Jesse.
What?
You got his finger on the trigger.
Oh, by the way, Sonic made seltzers.
And we're drinking them.
Sonic the Restaurant.
The restaurant.
Not the hedgehog.
Not the hedgehog. Here's a Chaos Emerald in.
Yeah. Oh, this one just punches you right in the face. Oh, it's called Knuckles. That's weird.
Ninetales. Wow. Oh,
the Mongo is pretty good.
Weirdly Mongo.
Sweet. Sorry. Ninetales.
Whatever.
You might have
tails.
A Mongo, but I've got a watermelon on my drink.
Same guy.
Got two tails.
Same guy.
Now I'm just imagining if Tails had the power.
Oh, his name is Tails.
Of a Kurama.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Oof.
I feel different, Sonic.
Of course, we have your boys here, Dakota, beep, Jesse, beep. Chris, and myself, bringing you all the beautiful content.
Beautiful.
You'll have to take our word on the beautiful part.
Hey, man.
Someday.
We're beautiful in our own rights, okay? We're all sexy bitches.
Thank you?
Yeah. We got females.
Speaking of sexy bitches.
Females.
What is he saying? Speaking of sexy bitches. Remasters.
What's a sexy bitch remaster?
Huh?
What's a sexy bitch remaster?
Yeah, like what's a sexy bitch remaster?
What's like a really good remaster?
Resident Evil 2.
Yes.
Or 4. Which one?
No, that's not a what? That's not a remake. That's just a touch up.
Remaster.
So, that's a remaster though.
Should we set the so what do we think the difference between a re-release and a remaster is?
And a remake.
Well, a remake is from the ground up.
A
right?
remaster, when they go back through and they touch it up, they reshade it, they put new shaders in there, they touch it up to where it can handle 4K capabilities or, you know, 1080p depending on when it's from.
So like
that would be a remaster.
The special edition of Skyrim would be a remaster.
Yes, that's a remaster.
Because that was up-res to 4K.
Yeah.
They fix some shit. Okay.
Yeah.
A re-release is just a port. You don't do anything with it. The new
make
consoles.
It playable.
Yep. You make it playable. It's a port. That's all it is. And then a remake is from the ground up. It is a completely remade game that isn't a shot for shot, you know.
They modernize it for gaming.
Yes.
For whatever the current
correct
era is.
So Final Fantasy VII, the new one, the remake, is a full-on remake.
Same game, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm just joking.
Demon's sure. Souls.
It's somewhere in between, almost.
Oh, okay, I thought they were like, from the ground up.
But, well, it is.
It is.
Oh, 100% yeah. is. There's no way that's the same engine.
It's yeah.
Okay. So that's
different.
That's a remake.
Yes. That is a remake. Yes.
What about the KOTOR game that's coming out?
That is supposedly a remake.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they can make it canon.
Pokemon has been doing this for a while. It's actually, I mean, it's expected now. Once one of the generations gets about 10 years old,
Legends
it's up Tale for
of a decade era.
it kind of goes up for a chance at it. You know, the first one was Fire Red and Leaf Green, which was a from a ground up remake using the GBA software for Red and Blue.
Mm-hmm. With new content.
Yep. And then you've got, I mean, you keep listing them, Heart Gold, Soul Silver, Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire. So, and now we're getting
the Let's
Diamond
Go
Pearl.
Yep, Eevee,
Let's Go.
Pikachu.
So, you know, they've been doing that
that's
for a long time.
That's based off of the Red and Blue, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's actually based off of Yellow. They split yellow into two games. Yeah.
Okay. Man, they got you.
Oh, yeah. We bought every single one.
My children will be like, I'll be like, get that one so we can trade.
I am so glad that never entered a realm where I was going to play it. Like, I'm so happy.
Us too.
I am too.
Oh, you'd want to trade with me if I played.
Would be the kind of person my mom would be like, don't talk to that.
Jesse and I are so dedicated that on our lunch break, when Let's Go Eevee and Pikachu were coming out, there was like a tour bus that came through and stopped at the Topeka Zoo, and we ran on our lunch break just to go experience it.
We pushed all those kids out of the way. Like,
hell yeah.
No, I'm just joking.
Proud of you.
We weren't supposed to tell anyone about that.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, okay. Hey. So let's talk about the rise of the remaster / remake. Why do you think it has become such a major release?
Money.
Well, of course, besides money. But why do you think it's
it's profitable?
It's doing so well.
You
why
said
do you
it
think
earlier.
It's profitable.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, 100%.
But I didn't know if you guys had different thoughts about that.
Well, I mean, think about it. The older you go in the past, you couldn't do remakes at that point. They were fresh games, right? I mean, now we're getting into a point where graphically we can make things look real and look good. So a lot of these games that came out in the polygon era, you know, needed those things to look new and to look fresh. And we can finally reach a point that I don't know if there'll be ever a point to remake a PS4 game.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yep.
But they will.
Well, but they will.
Oh, sorry, Chris, go on.
I was going to say, eventually we're going to hit the uncanny valley, and they're going to remake PS4 games, and you're just going to be like, oh, shit.
I was dumb.
Bloodborne is fucking movie-like real at this point, and I need that in my life, and we'll give them $60, because that's what we... Or, I'm sorry, $90 at that point, probably, because that's what we do.
Hey, remember when Bloodborne came out? Maybe. I mean, it is far less likely for them to want... Or for them to take a PS4 game, and even if it's for the PS7, sure, it probably will look better. It probably will run better, but you're not going to get the same type of upgrade you did from PS1 to PS4.
Yes.
And I think that's the fall. That's what I think. I think we're eventually going to get to a point where, I mean, sure, they might still be able to make games from back in the day, Silent Hill 1, let's do it, but they eventually will just run out of stuff, and people will be like, I don't know about it.
I'm going to throw this out there, Frogger. Has been remade like 50 times.
Geometry Wars.
PS1.
They're going to keep doing it.
What's the rise? So what are some of the first big, good, like, remakes or remasters you guys remember?
Real quick. Yes. So that's a good question. Real quick, though, I want to hit on that nostalgia real quick. 2 in 5 or 39% of console gamers are 35 years or older.
You guys are old.
I'm not in that category.
If you go from 25 to 34, which is just one what's the word I'm looking for? One demographic of that is 27% of us are 25 to 34, and from that age and going forward, and they say probably to around 40 years old, and they've done a lot of studies on it, is the nostalgia era.
They.
Who are they? So you're saying 40% versus 27%. 2 in 5 would be 4 out of 10, which is 40%.
From 35 years or older.
That sounds like sound math.
I don't fucking know, dude.
This is what I do with my life.
So, but that's because we're a part of the nostalgia era, the nostalgia, you know, we love that type of stuff.
Technology moved way fast as kids.
We fondly look back at our youth.
Yeah, the 90s were the greatest thing ever happened.
Right, and it's because it wasn't as... You know, there wasn't as much war. There wasn't as much, you know, political conflict. There wasn't as much economic conflict during those times. And it was a boom when it came to video games, TV, movies. I mean, it was just a complete new era for people to get excited for media.
I believe it was called the Attitude Era.
Fuck yeah. And we did use our special word here at Digital Bath Podcast. We did say boon.
He said boom.
I said boom.
I think he just tried to slide the word boon. Like,
I'm going
to
do that. It was a real boon. Someone did that in this podcast one time, and we all fucking were like, what?
That was say over here.
I thought you were trying to...
Hey, don't forget, during this time, bean bags were huge.
The bean bag babies.
I was thinking more like bean bag chairs.
The beanie bags. What are they called?
Bean bag babies. You guys want to sell?
I was going to say trade.
Beanie, that's what they are. I was like, I can't even think of what they are.
Did y'all have tic tac toe at recess with the bean bags?
No.
Yes. Oh, me neither.
Yeah, I did. Okay, so Dakota, going back to your question, what were the big ones?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that kind of started the rise of it all.
I'm going to say not Resident Evil 2, but Resident Evil on the GameCube.
Resident Evil Zero?
And, well, that's not a remake.
No, Zero is that the first big one you can think of?
It's the first one that graphically made a huge shift from where it came from and made it scary again. Like, it not only reinvigorated, I think, the franchise at that point, but it took the next step in the right direction, I feel, for remakes in general.
They moved the dogs.
They moved the dogs.
They did move the dogs a little bit.
The dogs in the glass, they changed it.
Mm-hmm. They added that whole storyline with, what was her name, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
The crazy cooped up woman that attacks you out of nowhere.
Lisa mm-hmm. Kudrow.
and yeah, that reference. And that was what, 2004? I think it was 2004.
Yeah, around that time frame.
And that's about the era where things 10 years ago didn't look great. Even, let's say, 6 years ago didn't look great. And there was an opportunity to really see an upscale in graphics, I think, at that point.
I think that's I think that's good call out on one of the first ones to really do it big and it be successful. I think one of the next ones would have to be the Halo 2 or the Halo 1. The Halo 1
Combat Evolved. Much later. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so much later. But like, I mean, remasters were still kind of happening.
You talking about on 360?
Yeah, when they remastered Halo
2011, 1.
Yeah,
I think.
And then you could press the back button mm-hmm. and you could switch back and forth mm-hmm. from the different graphics, and people were just like, couldn't.
Oh, it was amazing.
That was pretty crazy. I think the immediate switch that's not just like something games can normally do,
right?
So I don't know if they're rendering both at the same time or what's going on there, but like. You
Maybe
have
they
to
just
build
use the old game as framework.
Yeah, you kind of have to build the game around being able to do that. Fable as well
mm-hmm.
did that around the same time.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, the Halo game was cool because, like, I remember, like, how am I walking on this right now? Because I would go to the new graphics and there was a cliff there, but then you'd go to the old graphics and it was like you were on air. So they did, like, rebuild some of the geometry of the map.
Oh, it was a full remake. Yeah,
I mean,
the audio was different too, right?
Yeah, they remastered and redid some of the tracks for that game. And introduced the terminals, which was a sneak peek at Halo 4 at the time.
Uh-huh.
Added tons of challenges and tons of missions and like inside the levels. It's one of the best remakes of all time, for sure.
Agreed. Yep. And then they went ahead and did it with Halo 2 as well, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What else? What other games? Remakes, remasters
that are the rise?
For you guys, yeah. For you guys that were part of the rise.
I mean, like I said, the Pokemon games were pretty big for me because it was you had to have a dedicated friend to trade with in the OG games. And for me, you know, I didn't have that person, which is funny because I had the Link cable and mm-hmm. I never got to use it. So for me,
F in the chat.
You were one of the cool kids, though. You had that Link cable.
Yeah, I got it and I didn't know why. Like, I don't remember how I got it or why I had it. Yeah. But I guess I had this expectation I'd have friends and it didn't happen. But no one else that played Pokemon like I did. But so, like, you know, so as the technology got better, then you could start trading with people online and doing those things. And mm-hmm. even with the GBA, if you were an early adopter to getting Fire Red and Leaf Green, it came with the wireless link, basically, and you could put it on top of your GBA or your SP and trade with people that way, too. So that for me, really sticks out. As the rise of when I was like, I like remasters, you know, and those kinds of things. Because I definitely, there's ones that I played where I was like, meh.
I'm surprised you haven't said it.
What?
Metroid Zero Mission, bro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's...
oh, yeah.
That is 100% a remake. It's just, it's so different that... But yes, that is 100% a remake. That is probably one of the best remakes I've ever played. That game is phenomenal.
It made the first game playable.
Yeah, because that first game is rough. Like, really rough. So Zero Mission was amazing, especially the end game that they added where you actually, for a while, have to sneak around as Zero Suit Samus and get the suit back.
Fucking cool.
And coming off of Fusion and playing that, because I just thought nothing could top Fusion, and Zero Mission was
pretty close.
Amazing. Yeah, it was, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, no, Fusion was amazing. Zero Mission was amazing.
I still think we're in the rise, honestly.
Well,
as of right now.
Silent Hill 1. Or Silent Hill.
Oh, you're talking about
the Wii game where they completely changed the
shit. Shattered Memories?
I like that game.
I mean, that's considered a remake of the original Silent Hill.
It's almost not.
It's a reimagining, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
They took away combat.
Yeah.
I hated that.
They analyzed you.
I loved
that. They psychoanalyzed you to a degree.
Yes.
That's wild.
So basically, Shattered Memories is a retelling of the first game, but you're in... There's certain parts of the game where you're talking to a psychiatrist and you're literally doing like real tests as this character.
Kind of like Until Dawn.
Yes, exactly like Until Dawn. Yep. That's probably where they got the idea
honestly,
from.
Honestly, yeah, because when I saw that on Until Dawn, I was like, they fucking did this in Shattered Memories, man.
And
it's
pretty cool. I mean, it tries to read you and kind of figure out what kind of person you are that's playing the game.
And it has an impact on the ending, too.
It does.
Don't like that.
But anyway, yeah.
But yeah, Chris, it is a remake. It's a reimagining, but it's also a remake. And instead of telling the eyes from Harry Mason, the story's being told in the eyes of his daughter, which is pretty interesting. And you don't know
spoiler.
That. Yeah, well, it's an old enough game. We're going to spoil it. But you don't know that until the end, and you realize that, oh, it's Sharon that's in the
Sharon.
That it's in the Sharon. Seat. And yeah, it's
pretty
just,
cool.
It is pretty cool.
We're now
our Cheryl. Sorry, Cheryl. Sharon's Cheryl, the movie. Yeah. Cheryl's the game.
We now have studios almost dedicated to remakes like Blue Point.
I hate you.
weren't they just obtained by PlayStation? Didn't I just see that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Are they doing the KOTOR remake? Did I see that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
But one of them. One of the remakes, Shadow of the Colossus, also a really, really well done remake.
Good point, yes.
That's Twin Snakes.
Oh, wait, did do Twin Snakes.
Snakes was great.
Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes.
You know who that was? The studio who
Silicon
did that?
Silicon Knights?
Yeah.
Yeah. That
Man,
was
and they fucked up their lives.
They sure did. That was another GameCube game, though, that was a really, really good up-res, or not even up-res, but like a remake of of graphically a really bad-looking game when it came out. Or, I mean,
well,
at the time it was great.
At the time it was great,
but you go back and you're like, what the fuck am I looking at?
Oh,
I'm supposed to like that ass? Like, what? And, but then in the GameCube version, you're like, I get it now.
Oh my God.
That booty. That booty. So let's talk about, real quick, let's talk about the games we want to see remastered, or remake.
You want me to go first?
Go do it.
Oh, this is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Def Jam, Fight for New York. It'll never fucking happen, but God damn, would that be a fucking amazing
on
feat.
On the Series X or the PS5.
But you wouldn't change anything about like
just,
the rappers they used or
no,
anything.
No, just keep it all. Keep it all. Well, I'm sure some of the rappers now, there's...
They'd have to put Drake in there and a few Kanye and all that.
I feel like there's probably several, maybe a couple. Who knows? Maybe none. But I feel like some of those... rappers' songs haven't aged well, and they'd be like, yeesh, can't really use that guy anymore or whatever. But man, if they could just fucking up-res it, just re-release
the
goddamn.
Supposedly there is a Wu-Tang game working on, so I guess we'll see what that's about. I know that their first game is trash, but
it's pretty bad.
This is totally off the side. Did you ever play the Wu-Tang game on PlayStation 1?
He's talking about.
About my guy.
They're going to remake that?
No, they're working on a brand new. Microsoft is, right?
Yep, Microsoft and Wu-Tang, yep.
You got to be careful. That ain't nothing to fuck with.
How do you think Phil Spencer went up to the Wu-Tang clan and be like, you want to make a game with
I'm
us?
Sure they talked to his manager. Their manager.
The RZA was like, yes.
Yeah.
For real.
Method Man was probably just like, I don't know, how many Series X you got on you?
How
one
much?
For each member.
Here's what I want. I want a gold chain with a Series X on it. A literal Series X, but I want it gold
as
well.
Yeah.
I guess he'd probably go platinum. He's more of a silver guy.
In my heart of hearts, I've always wanted a new way to play Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Mm.
That'd be cool.
I don't want whoever touched. I know. I don't want whoever did MVC, whatever the
Infinite.
Fuck. I don't want anyone on that team to touch it with a 10-foot pole. But I would take a port, but I would love a remaster. So, but you have to keep the mechanics the same because it won't feel the same. You know, like kind of like Crash Bandicoot, right? Like that was an awesome remake, but like I didn't like that I slid off the boxes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like
tomfoolery.
Make it the same way if you want to up-res things a little bit. But I think we've in that nostalgia base, we found that graphics from that time are very appealing to the eye. So kind of like with the Ninja Turtle game that's coming out, if they just want to spruce it up, make it look real pretty, that's all I need. Put it on my PlayStation. Leave me the fuck alone.
It's still 8-bit, but it still looks phenomenal. Yeah.
Well, and fighting games are getting phenomenal in the lobby communities that they have. Because The newest Guilty Gear game had like the levels of the towers that you went through and everything. So like, depending on how well you did, you went higher up in the towers and had to play against other people. But like, you had an avatar and you walked around and everything. But the, you know, and like the online stores and just like that little personalization stuff that keeps the online community going. Just, you can add that on if you want. But even if you don't, just fucking let me matchmake someone. Let me and Jesse play it on his couch and I'll be perfectly fucking happy.
What about you, just say?
This is tough for me because I love a lot of the games that I love. I feel are perfect. I almost don't know. Like, I wouldn't have thought remake Resident Evil 2 because I loved it already. And then they remade it and it was amazing.
Oh, and then they did 3.
And then 3 was fine. But like Resident Evil 4, I love that game. I honestly don't want them to remake it.
And they are.
But they are. So, yep. I mean, I guess if I really had to pick one, I would probably say Silent Hill 2. Because as awesome as the HD remasters were, I think it would be amazing to see a Silent Hills-esque version of that game. Mm-hmm. Kind of like how we jumped to Resident Evil 7, right? We got that kind of first-person mode.
Mm. And that did wonders for Resident Evil.
Yeah, let's do that with Silent Hill. Let's just change the formula. Let's do something new and bring it back to life.
I think your major issue here is Konami's really busy making pachinko machines.
Right. Yeah. So. Let's be honest, issues, though. They moved on from pachinko machines. I mean, that was a cop-out a couple years ago. But, like, you know, they haven't released anything. So.
Yeah. No, they're still assholes.
I was just kidding.
I agree with you, and I would love to see. I was going to say Silent Hill 1. And the reason I was going to say Silent Hill 1 is because
it's the most rough-looking one.
it's the roughest-looking. And Silent Hill 2 is considered, by most, a perfect horror game.
It's by you two already. Or you three.
Well, no,
I thought you said by YouTube. I was like, yeah, there's a lot of people who agree.
Like, yeah.
Number one.
And if they were to make it, if they were to make a new Silent Hill, I would be okay with them doing the whole PT thing, but I wouldn't be okay with them remaking 2 and then doing the PT thing within Silent Hill 2. Because
What do you mean?
I wouldn't be okay with it.
He just
no,
wants
to... No, like,
a...
explain. I guess I didn't understand the way you said that.
So, he said doing something different, like, with the remake of Silent Hill 2, right?
Or
like,
RE2 as well, I felt was different enough.
Right, like, make it first person, kind of like what Resident Evil did. I would like it if they did something like that, if it was a brand new Silent Hill game, but if they remade 2...
Oh,
I would
you don't want PT in your Silent Hill 2.
Right.
In your Silent Hill soup.
Keep that rat-faced bastard out of my fucking Silent Hill.
Out of my beanbags.
You know what I'm talking about? What's his name?
Charlie
Norman
Brown.
Reedus.
Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus.
Rat face
Norman
motherfucker.
Fetus. But
I'll fight him.
But you say Silent Hill 2, Silent Hill 1 for me.
Either one.
Yeah, either
I
one.
I just said it because I had to pick
I'll
one.
I'll say
to
Silent
be honest.
Hill 3. I'll go there.
Sure.
I'll raise you one.
All
Silent
three of
Hill
those.
Homecoming. Bring it on.
Sure.
Do you feel, and this is probably a topic for a completely
Silent
different
Hill
podcast.
Downpour, why not?
No.
Do you feel like there's kind of a downtick in new horror content right now in video games?
Yes.
I think it started to come back up a bit, but yes, there for a while there, it was just the same shit and no one gave a shit anymore.
Xbox One and PS4, like, it fucking boomed. Like, there were random ass indie studios coming out. Like, I mean, you know, that's when you got, like, your...
Outlast.
Outlast, yes, thank you. And there were just, I mean, you've got, like, that Blair Witch game, and, like, it just... There was a lot of shit, you know what I mean? And, like, PT, like, it just... I know it never came out, but, like, it was just... It was getting crazy,
the
right?
Fucking,
you know what
demo
I mean?
Was scary.
And then, like, Resident 7 came out, and then it's just, like... And then we kind of just been chilling for a bit. Mm-hmm. So, that would be a crazy thing, I think, to happen. But it's almost like, are they going to... And I know they have to plan for stuff really far ahead of time, but it's kind of like, is this the market for that right now? What do you guys think? Like, would do you think it would be super successful if Silent Hill was just like, here you go?
Yes. Yep. On the new consoles?
Yes.
I think horror games in general, if they do them correctly, would be a gigantic hit on these new consoles because of how realistic everything looks and how terrifying you can make things.
Almost too realistic. I mean, you know we're getting a new Dead Space remake, so.
True.
Yes. I cannot wait for that.
So,
true.
And it's a reboot, actually.
I mean,
we can talk about
could be
that.
The same thing.
Underneath.
Yeah, it could be the
yes,
same
yes,
thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Underneath.
Because Final Fantasy VII Remake is definitely a reboot.
Good point. Yes, very, very true.
No, I'm going to agree with you guys on the horror games because our TVs can do truer black than they have
ever.
Yeah, so you can mask stuff a little bit more.
And we've got amazing graphical, I mean, I
HDR.
I also feel like consoles do not come out with horror games right away. I feel like it's like, we got to wait till...
Not very often.
No, I don't feel like they're like, and we're leading with this... You know what
Condemned
I want?
Condemned 3.
You know, fuck, yes. Bum Fighter 5000
Hell yeah.
Third?
Yes.
Yes. You gotta drink that Jaeger. You're shaking. Underrated. You gotta go hit this fucking bum with a 2x4 right now.
Four. I'm trying to do like
Fear was badass.
What are some like bad remakes or remasters that you guys can think of?
The new Grand Theft Auto trilogy.
Boy, we can shit on this for a while.
Yeah. I was.
It's fucking terrible.
So I didn't give a shit about it, and then Joel told me about it. And so I cared about it a little bit, and then I found out half the things that he mentioned aren't actually even in it. And then I found it was on the Switch, so I was kind of back in it. And then I saw that it's been pulled off the PC indefinitely, that the Switch version looks worse than the PS2 version, and that it's a little bit playable on consoles. On PC, you can't play it because and Caleb Davis, if you're listening, you're going to laugh, but you can't play your single player offline game because the Rockstar launcher wasn't working.
Nice.
Stupid. Point of interest, I guess, the highest selling remake of all time.
Kingdom Hearts.
No. Remake?
Frogger.
No.
That would have been amazing.
Final Fantasy VII.
No one gives a shit about Final Fantasy VII.
You do, and that's what matters.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I just thought I was surprised about that. I didn't think it would be.
I'll have you know that they lost the master files to Kingdom Hearts 1 and had to rebuild that game from the ground up.
Wow. For 1.5. That's what you call a remake.
They done fucked up. Yep. Yeah.
They real fucked up. Yeah. Real bad.
They couldn't copy their homework.
Well, they took their homework from NASA. NASA can't figure out how to get to the moon now, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they lost their complete. They don't remember how they went to the moon the first time. Crazy.
That 64 kilobytes of data is.
It's the same goddamn reason that we haven't gotten a new Bad Company, because EA's literally said, we don't know what you guys liked about the first two. We don't know how to recreate that.
Give me Haggard or give me Death. I want him.
It's literally you just take red versus blue and put it in Battlefield.
Right.
So are we all in agreement of what we think the eventual fall is? We kind of mentioned it a little earlier.
I'm going to say it started 2 years ago when they remade Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
That's a phenomenal remake.
It's No. I'm sorry. The actual like Call of Duty, not the Modern Warfare game, which was amazing.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm talking the remastered of the original.
Was it just
Call
the second
Duty
one?
Oh, no, it was the first one. And you had to have bought, which one was it?
Ghost. I think it was Ghost.
No, it was after Ghost. Infinite Warfare.
Infinite Warfare.
Yes, you're right. One. Okay. That's the fall?
That's where it's the point that they did.
Was it Infinite Warfare or Advanced Warfare?
No, it was Infinite Warfare. It was the one 100%. With Jon Snow in it.
Yes.
Advanced Warfare was kind of cool.
Yep.
That was a cool game.
Yeah. I'm going to throw it out.
You're just going to slide that in there?
It was
a pointless, absolute pointless remake of a game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It barely looked better than when it did on 360.
Yep.
And the servers were ass.
They're terrible.
And here's the thing.
Ass.
Within 5 years, they just remade the game, and it was amazing.
Yeah,
what was the point?
Hold my beer. Let's actually remake this game and do it well.
And it was insane. It's the only one that's brought me back in like the last however many years.
And they did it again with Modern Warfare 2. They did the same thing.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really do think the fall is going to be because eventually you're running out of old either 2D content or you're running out of the original 3D content they had on on their engines back in the day. And there's only so much of a jump I think you can take now from PS4 to PS5 or PS6.
Yeah, and it's video games are still as far as they've come, it's still early. I mean, what I consider the, 3D gaming is early 2000s, right? Now, I know that's 20 years now, but, the Switch, this is the first, in quotes, console level handheld, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it feels new to play Super Monkey Ball on the Switch because you've never played something like that on the go before,
it's
right?
It's so dated.
you're playing Skyrim for the millionth time on the Switch because you've never played it on the go before. So I think you're right, Nick. Eventually, they're going to run out of this is the first time you can play it this way, mm-hmm. right? Yep. So because look at VR.
Resident Evil 4?
Right. It's new again because it's the first time you can play it in VR.
Mm-hmm. Completely remade.
It is completely remade
for VR. Yep.
Okay, that's fine. Yep, that's fine.
You can dual wield weapons now.
I give as little shit about that as I do about his Final Fantasy VII. So
I haven't even played it.
You own it and you haven't touched it.
I haven't.
I thought you bought
didn't buy it. No, you didn't buy it.
How are you?
It was $40. I'm paying $40 for that bitch.
Oh my god, you read my mind. So I was gonna say, like, are you guys willing to pay full price for remakes?
Depends.
It depends. So
Pampers.
See, Jesse and I think disagree because I think $40 for the Resident Evil 4 VR experience is justifiable because it's not $60. However, it is a fully remade from the ground up game.
Beginning to end?
Beginning to end.
New game plus?
Typewriter? Yeah, Typewriter. I don't know if there's a new game plus on that one, on the VR version, but it's a brand new experience, but it's the same game. So if you loved it, now you can experience that entire game right in your face.
No, so, thank you.
I know, right? I think that's awesome.
I do like watching Jesse play, though, because he still acts like it's the first time he's played it.
Yeah.
Yes, Chris. Sorry.
The weirdest remake / remaster I ever played.
Oddworld.
No.
Oh.
Typing of the Dead.
I love that game.
Did you ever play Typing of the Dead?
I don't know if I've actually ever heard of that game.
Okay, so the Dreamcast, you could hook a keyboard up to it because it had an internet browser.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out, Resident Evil. No.
The Dreamcast was Resident so Evil, ahead of its time.
It was. Yes, it was.
Was it Capcom who made Resident Evil?
Yeah. Capcom made Resident Evil.
Yeah. No, the Dead.
Namco, I'm pretty sure.
I think it was Namco. Oh. It was one of those companies. Literally, the zombies would be walking towards you and they'd have, like, they start off with just words and you'd be like, dead, kill. / And then you get to the boss and it's like a fucking paragraph and you're like frantically typing and you got a backspace when you fuck up.
The
and you're
best
like, oh my
thing
God.
In the cutscenes, the characters had typewriters on their backs.
No, they had Dreamcasts on their backs.
Oh,
and
yes.
The typewriters were strapped to their chest like a fucking armament.
Yes.
Armament? Is that
armament.
Right?
Whatever. That's insane.
Dude,
I've
the Dead. I love that game.
That game was insane.
I need to look into this.
I played it. It's amazing.
Real quick, Eternal Darkness remade. That'd be amazing.
Oh,
anyway,
please, Silicon Knights. Just please stop talking about all the dumb shit you want to talk
Nintendo,
about.
Nintendo, if you're listening, which I know you're not, I don't need it to be a remaster. I don't need it to be a remake. Just push whatever button lets me play Xenoblade Chronicles X on my Switch. Please.
Nice.
Push the button.
Tell us what you want to be remade or remastered. That would be awesome. Or rebooted, even. We appreciate that feedback. We might talk about that later. So, for this episode, ladies and gentlemen, that is all we have. Thank you so much for listening to us tonight. This is the Digital Bath Podcast. So,
bye.
In 3D.